This week on BlackCollegeWire.org, check out the stories on Florida A&M University. The university's Board of Trustees has fired University President Fred Gaines. His term will end January 1st, 2005, unless trustees vote differently at its December meeting. Black College Wire will bring you the latest on this developing story. And Dillard University continues its search for a new president. Black College Wire has more on the candidates being considered for that post. And there's more news from FAMU. Those students who are in the National Guard are being called to service to help hurricane victims in Florida. Reporter Shayna Tutson, a student at FAMU, reports on how four hurricanes in 6 weeks have devastated Florida. The storms have been blamed for more than 60 deaths in the state and caused damages estimated over $30 billion. Some 20 FAMU students have been called into active duty, earning the nickname Heroes of the Hill. But with the call to service comes the challenge to keep up with schoolwork while being away for long periods of time. In other news, there is controversy at Howard University over the way some band members are chosen. Reporter Shaleem Thompson, who writes for Howard's award-winning student newspaper, The Hilltop, investigates allegations of discrimination in the band tryouts. At issue, the way flag bearers are chosen, allegedly on the basis of certain hair texture and body types. The controversy is a hot topic of conversation on campus.
There's nothing wrong with those requirements as long as it's delineated before these people try out. They have every right to feel discriminated against because they went to the tryouts thinking that it was going to be based on their talent, and then they were told, oh, your hair is not the right texture, it needs to be relaxed or something like that. And I think that if that's what the band wants to do, if that's their rules, then that's up to them because, you know, as a former dancer, I do realize, you know, uniformity is important.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily fair because they don't fit, you know, the way that the band thinks that they should look as far as, like, natural appearance. If they have the talent, then I think they should be allowed to join the band.
And the issue of First Amendment rights is proving to be a hot topic at a number of historically black colleges and universities. Check out the big story from Hampton University. After being prohibited from publishing, the Hampton Script is resuming publication. The paper made national news when administration confiscated the homecoming edition last year. Reporters Sean Collet, Titus Ledbetter, and Brevetta Hassell report on the new advisors and the paper's comeback. In other news, artists from Morehouse and Morris Brown College, Howard, Tuskegee, and Southern universities are exercising their freedom of speech. They are featured artists on a new CD addressing issues of today's black college students. It is called Blackberry Volume 1, the soundtrack of your black college experience.
What is the HBCU network? Workaholics. Playaholics. What is the HBCU network? Workaholics. Playaholics.
With 20 tracks, this CD mixes R&B, rap, salsa, reggae, and the spoken word for songs about everything from enrollment lines to roommates. Finally, the new president of Bethune-Cookman College is launching a unique fundraising program. Trudy Khabib Reed wants to collect $10 from 10 million contributors during the school year. She is calling it the Vision Validator and has already raised $75,000 from two sources alone. For more information on these stories and much more, keep browsing blackcollegewire.org and tell your friends about us. They'll find plenty of news they can use. I'm Chantel Harley of Howard University with the weekly news roundup for blackcollegewire.org.